manager Danny Penswick after a narrow defeat against promotion chasing Runcorn Linnets. Just give us your thoughts on that game.
It was a great game. Great game for everyone who came to watch. 3-2 doesn't really tell the tale of it. I thought we were excellent throughout the pitch, all over, and probably if you watched it you'd say we were the better team and could and should have got more than we deserved. But we take the positives from it. Runcorn aren't top of the league for no reason, and even when they're not at the best, they still find a way to win, and that's what they've done today. So proud of the lads. If we take that into our last couple of games, we'll have no problems, as I've been telling you all season.
Well, it certainly was a superb performance by everyone in a Squiresgate shirt. If you play like that on Tuesday night, win the game, do you not think?
Yeah, I do. I think we'll win anyway. And I think we'll play like that. I think the penny's dropped over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks. When I came in, and the lads have been excellent since day one in October, we were down 4 points after 12 games. Wasn't brilliant, but we knew what we had to do and we got ourselves out of it. And you could almost say mid-February, early March, we looked to be fine. And whether me, whether the lads, whether subconsciously we took our foot off the gas, and we got punished and lost 5 out of 6. Since we've now come to terms with the situation, we've all mucked in together, we've all got together as we always have been. And lads have realised, yeah, it's time to stand up, it's time to play, and it's time to show what we're all about. And they're doing that week in, week out, and I can't fault any one of them.
I mean, I always ask you about results around us, but I'm not going to today. All I'm going to say is it's in our hands.
Yeah, and that's all we want it to be, really. There's still 5 teams that can go down. Us, Darwin, Mex, Silsden and Alsasia. And I don't know which 3 are going down, but we're not.
We saw the return of Buchan in the last couple of minutes. Just on that, I thought Michael White for Linnets had a great game and saw Buchan finally winning a few headers against him, which we'd struggled to do all game until Buchan came on.
Yeah, well, that's what kind of player Bucks is. He gives everything. He's been out with his groin, our top scorer, and that has a bit of an impact on us. We went through a period, I don't think we scored in 5 games, and that coincided with Buchan being out, us not playing great. So Buchan's a great boost, but I think whilst Tanzan Riley haven't won a header in 6 years, what they give us in terms of technically and with the ball to feet is outstanding. I thought they were great today, and bit of luck, they could have scored a couple each at least. So they're always a threat, while sometimes our balls up to them weren't great and we kind of played into White's hands by just lumping it, and he just comes through and eats them. Once we got it in the final third and started playing, we did cause them some trouble, and Tans and Riley were excellent today.
And that's it. We certainly had our chances, and when we got into their half, we played some great football.
Yeah, even I was surprised at how well we played. With the two up top, and with Nobby in a 10 role, and Gibbo and Statey, we've always got goals and we've always got creativity in the final third, and I think now we're confident where we're at. We've done a bit of work on the training pitch about how we won the play, and it's coming through. It takes a while because you play Saturday, Tuesday, you don't get much time to kind of work on things, but we're going in the right direction, and that's pleasing.
And just finally, you mentioned him there, 2 goals for Gibbo tonight. Is that the most he'll get in a season, too?
He scored against Silsden as well.
Yeah.
I think 2 headers. Was it 2 headers today? Oh, no, there was one. I can't remember.
I think he poked one of them.
Gibbo's outstanding in everything he does. He's come in and started the season, even probably up until the last 5 or 6 weeks. He hasn't been a regular in our side, but he's got something about him, and something about him that really excites me and excites the lads, and you can tell he's a quality player. He's had a bit of bad luck with injuries over the last couple of seasons, but he's getting into some form, getting into playing football regular at a decent level, and that's what he can do. So I'm fully behind Gibbo, and he's been outstanding for us today and over the course of the last few weeks.
Manager Danny Penswick, thank you very much.